Hello, everyone. Hello, welcome to the monthly orientation call. I am Kathy. I'm the podcast co-host. You might recognize my voice if you are a podcast listener. I have been with Corinne for 8 years. Started with her in 2013 when I lost my 80 pounds. It took me about 18 months to lose it. If you've listened to the free podcast, then you know my story. Lots of thoughts about genetics, lots of thoughts about my knees, lots of stumbling blocks. You know, I've tried this before, it's never going to work, that kind of thing. But I overcame because Corinne is a genius and taught me how to change how I thought about weight loss. And that's what we're going to talk a little bit about today, is how to change your thoughts, how to create new beliefs around your weight loss. Okay. So what I'm going to do first, if you have printed your new member kickoff guide, that's beautiful. It is right here. Yesenia is here. Coach Yesenia, hello. She is here. She can put a link to this guide in the chat, which she has just done. Coach Yesenia is on the ball. You don't have to have it for this call, okay? If you do have it, that's amazing, but you don't have to have it for this call. I do encourage you to look at it after the call if you don't have it though, okay? I'm gonna refer to it a little bit throughout the keynote, and I'm gonna give you some page numbers to turn to, so just make a note. So if you don't have the kickoff guide, just make a note where to look after the call. So here's how today is gonna work. My goal is to get us finished in an hour. I will answer Q&A, but I will do it at the end. And here's what I suggest. I suggest you save all of your questions until the end, because I'm going to go through a little bit about how to create new beliefs around weight loss. Then I'm going to tell you about, I'm going to answer a lot of questions about how to get questions answered, what you should do first, how much time you should spend, those kinds of things. And then we'll talk a little bit about what to do next. So save your questions till the end. If Yesenia is in the chat, and I've already mentioned that, she can answer some questions for you there as well. Okay. Everybody can hear me okay, I guess. We'll go ahead and get started. So Yesenia, your hand is raised. Do you want me to make you a panelist? Maybe I'll do that and you can keep an eye. Can you keep an eye on the chat and the Q&A? Yep, Yesenia, I tell you, she's awesome. All right, I think I have promoted you to panelist. Perfect. Now, let me share my screen and my handy dandy keynote, and we will get rolling. Now, can you see three boxes, or can you see one big box? Tell me in the chat. One big box. I did it right, y'all. This is awesome. See, this is a perfect example of Kathy saying, I don't know how to do this, and getting to work on figuring it out. Okay? This is what you can do too. So welcome to No BS. We're going to get you started like a boss. Corinne, obviously, did a lot of this keynote, so I'm going to speak to it from her perspective and from mine as well. So here's where we'll get started. So what you need to know is that this is the perfect class for beginners, but it's also perfect for members who are wanting a refresh, who are wanting to get started, who want to hear a little bit about what the newbies are hearing from that perspective so that they can refresh themselves. I've already mentioned, save the questions until the end, because I will answer a lot throughout the hour that we're together. We've talked about Yesenia being in the chat. She's awesome. No one can see you or hear you on this call. That's super important. So if you're sitting there with a towel on your head or your kids come running in or anything, you're not distracting us. That's only going to be a distraction to you. So no one can see you or hear you on this call. This is what's called a webinar, and it's classroom style. All you see is me as the teacher and Yesenia's pretty face, because she is up here in the as a panelist so she can answer Q&A for me. Take notes, okay? Use your kickoff guide if you have it. If you don't, it's totally okay. You don't have to write everything down. I'll make sure this keynote gets posted along with the call, okay? So Corinne created No BS because she realized the diet industry is failing us. You don't need calories, points, meal plans, trainers, all those things. What you need to know is how to deal with a shitty day without eating your face off. And we need to unlearn BS food rules, diet trauma, false beliefs about our capabilities. Y'all, think about it. The last time you overate, there was an emotion attached to it, right? You were either stressed out, you were either so excited because the food tasted so good, you were mad at somebody, you were worried about something. There's always a thought and a feeling that leads to an overeat. That's what the diet industry misses. It misses honing in on the reasons you overeat. Because, I'll tell you, I did a super short class one time for No BS. And the title of the class is, the one thing, only one thing you need to do to lose weight. And the answer is stop overeating. And you stop overeating because you learn to manage the situations that have you wanting to eat your face off. And it all starts with belief. So what do you believe? When you joined, you believed this is exactly what I need. In fact, somebody just put that in the chat. This is perfect timing, right? But then at some point, you may have had doubts come in. Those doubts are the diet trauma response. You start remembering everything that went wrong last time or all the times you tried to lose weight, how hard it was, how you had to starve yourself to death or work yourself to death. Y'all, this is all super normal. Your brain craves certainty. You're conditioned to worry. You're conditioned to problem solve. You do it all the time. It's like our brain wants to solve problems that don't exist yet. And it does that because it looks at the past. It thinks all the answers are in the past. So that's why we plan. That's why we plan our food. That's why we plan our days. That's why we plan our time. Because we're training our brains that we haven't already solved this diet issue. That's why we're here. We're looking forward to figuring it out, to finding the key pieces that left it unsolved for us before. So we're training it. You've probably heard Corinne talking about, and you will hear her talk more about, we're training it to be a more modern, intentional thinking brain rather than that primitive, reactive, looking into the past brain. A little bit about Corinne's story. She was just like you. I was too. Battled weight for as long as I could remember. Didn't think I could lose weight, filled with excuses and proof. I've already told you. Genetics for me. It was knees for me. Lost and gained weight. Like it was my job. That's what I say. It was me too. I bet it was Yesenia. I mean, all of us, until we found Corinne, we all had this roller coaster diet. Life that we went through. I did Weight Watchers 5 or 6 times. I did the keto. I did all kinds of things. You name it, I tried it. Sometimes it lasted, sometimes it didn't. But this is what I want you to know, okay? This could be the last thing you try if you decide to work on your belief that you can lose weight. All that other stuff wasn't a problem. It was just evidence that you haven't picked the right thing yet. That doing the action line, that doing the plan, the points, the calorie counting, just didn't work. Just didn't work for you. But it's not proof that you can't do it this time. So what do all of us have in common? Our history with dieting didn't predict, won't predict, doesn't predict our ability to lose weight. What we think about and do each day, that's the predictor, y'all. Whether or not you lose weight this time has everything to do with what you think about today and what you decide to do today. So in the past, page 3 of your guide has this chart. This is, y'all, this is an amazing guide. Page 3, Okay, but I'm just going to read through it with you. The key point with this chart too is when you hear an old shitty thought, the old thinking in your head that doesn't feel so good, you can put a but at the end of that thought and have a new thinking thought, a new thought to try on that feels a little bit better. Okay, so for instance, let's say I'm convinced I can't lose weight. Then you can say, but I'm focused today on what I can do a little bit better. I'm scared it won't work, but I'm willing to make small changes to see what happens. You see how it totally changes the perspective? I'm afraid I'll screw it up again. But I also know quitting hasn't helped me yet. I'm overwhelmed with how far I have to go. But I understand that I don't need to focus on the big picture right now. What I do need to focus on is how I'm talking to myself today. The old thinking doesn't go away, and it doesn't have to go away to lose weight. What we have to do is manage it a little bit, realize where it takes us, and start introducing the new thinking, because control comes when you learn how to introduce those new thoughts, how to be there for them, and to redirect your thinking into those new thoughts. It makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? So the key point is, in the beginning, you don't need to believe you're going to lose all of your weight or that you can do all of this. You just need to believe that you can make a good decision today. You just need to believe in the decisions you're willing to make each day. Because success, y'all, seriously, if you don't write anything down, this is it. Success is built on the back of small decisions. Let me give you an example. If you've ever had a child, that first baby, doctor puts it in your arms and you're sitting there going, I'm responsible for this human being. I don't know what to do. You know, that's the first thing. Oh my gosh, what do I do? Right? You just started. You didn't think about at that moment. You didn't think about, okay, I've got to get this kid till they're 25 years old and I'm in the room. You thought about, when's the next time I need to make a diaper change? When is this baby going to tell me it needs food? You started making those little bitty decisions. You started trying to see what would keep that, you know, what would help the baby sleep, settle it down, right? You started trying things to figure it out. It's the same concept. Same concept. Kryn calls it doable beliefs. You shut down thinking you need to believe everything, especially if you feel like you can't do it, if you feel defeated. You think to yourself, what can I believe today? So with that little baby, you can believe I can feed it today. I can change its diaper. I can make sure it has a bath. With yourself, you can think, I can drink some water today. I can get in bed tonight. I can make a plan. You don't have to believe yet that you can lose all your weight. It's too big a stretch. Doable beliefs focus us in closer on today's decisions. What can you believe today that's going to help you get to tomorrow, that's going to help you get to the next day? Isn't that incredible? I mean, think about it. It took me 18 months to lose my weight. It took me 18 months of doable beliefs to get to that point. Every single day, I had to get up and say, I think I can make a plan today. I think I can drink my water today. I think I can journal today. And if the plan blows up or I didn't get my water in, guess what? The next day, I think I can get my water in today. I think I can follow my plan today. That's what you have to do. Just believe in today. Start thinking about thoughts like, I believe I can drink my water. I believe I can make a plan and try to follow it. I believe I can learn my hunger signals. I believe I can try a new food and leave a bite behind today. This is how you start proving to your brain that you can create a new belief by making a decision. You don't have to wait for the scale to move or your partner to validate you to create the new belief. this, doing these little bitty decisions, creating these little bitty beliefs, builds your belief strength. With practice, your brain will start making bigger leaps because you're teaching that you can create the belief all on your own. Pretty sweet stuff, right? So page four says, name three things you can believe in starting today. Remember, they have to be easy and have to be doable. Okay, so think about that for just a second. And if you've got one that's easy and doable, put it in the chat. Let's share, because this is what's really great about community and about y'all getting to know each other, is that you can learn from each other. So let's see, what have we got? Doable beliefs. What can you do today? What do you believe you can do today? Get my water in. Perfect. Gonna get in bed early. I believe I can food prep for the week. Perfect. Anybody else? I will not eat junk food. Carolyn, that's great. Say today, I'm not gonna have any junk food. And maybe even define what junk food is, right? Maybe today, I just don't have any cupcakes. Tomorrow, maybe I don't have any cupcakes or candy bars, right? I can plan my food. I can follow my plan for breakfast. Sarah, I love that. I love that. So doable, so easy. It can be as little bitty as you want it to be. I believe I can wait for hunger. I can journal today. These are so good, y'all. I will stop eating when I'm full. Perfect. All right. I believe I can eat until satisfied and stop, pause. I can listen to no BS wherever I am. These are so good, y'all. So good. All right, let's move on. Keep things going here. I want you to practice the feeling of belief each day with things that are easy to believe, and then do those things. This builds momentum and courage to keep going. Always start, y'all, with the easy stuff. Always start. And if you only ever believed in how you show up each day, you'll still get to go. Eventually, you'll see results of believing in the easy things. And when you do that, it's easier to begin believing in the bigger things. Moving on. Now we're going to define success. Defining success. Page five, if you have your program guide. Success means you start losing weight. Okay, but it also means a lot of other things. You have to figure out there's more to success than just the scale. We do this so when the scale doesn't move or isn't producing the answer that we want, we can lean on the other meanings of success so that we keep going. So let's look at some of the other things that you can consider success. You can see a decline in overeating over the next 6 months or over the past couple of days. Y'all, it doesn't mean you've stopped overeating. It means you don't overeat as often. You build habits that you love and can do with ease. Your self-talk improves. You're not calling yourself ugly names or saying, I'll never do this, resulting in less reliance on others for your worth. You reach maintenance in a sustainable way, resulting in a lifestyle you never need to break from. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Success also means you make mistakes and use them to fuel learning and keep going. You eat food you love without fear, guilt, or shame. You feel capable of losing weight without outdated diet rules. I had ice cream last night, y'all. I got to eat ice cream last night because I planned it. Because I only ate a little bit until I was satisfied. Weight Watchers weren't going to let me eat ice cream if I didn't have points for it. And usually it took a lot of points for my ice cream. You feel worthy of self-care and your own admiration. You think about your body in a whole new way. You feel free to do things you've always wanted to do. And you don't wait until you've lost weight to do them. So good. So starting with the easy stuff. And if you've only ever believed in how you show up each day, you'll still get to your goal. Eventually, when you see the results, you believe bigger things. And when you lose some of that mental weight, you start to gain confidence, positive self-talk, time, energy, and a new outlook on life. Y'all, you are responsible for all of this. You know, BS success depends on you showing up, asking questions, and participating. We are here for you, but you got to show up for us to get help. You have to decide that you belong here and that you're a member of the community and that you are worthy of asking questions. You are okay with making mistakes and getting help around them. You are advocating for yourself by posting in the group, asking questions and ask coaches, coming to Zoom calls, right? You're responsible for your own success. We give you an amazing structure and an amazing community to support you. But you gotta do the work, y'all. All right. So what page are we on here? Page 6. Define success using your kickoff guide. So this is a little bit longer of a worksheet. And it starts with, I agree that my success depends on me showing up, asking questions, and participating. Everybody got that? That's a key point, right? Then it asks you, I joined No BS because. So give me some answers to that. I joined No BS because. I'll tell you what mine was. When I joined Corinne, I joined her because she made sense. And I thought, maybe this is something I could do. I didn't join No BS going, hey, y'all, I got 80 pounds I can lose. I joined No BS because she made sense. And I thought, I can give this another try. So Linda joined because she needed an ass whooping. Bless you. I'm so tired of broken promises. Yeah, broken promises to yourself. So don't, you know, that's something that's really something for you to watch for. What if they weren't broken promises? What if they're just mistakes that you can learn from? I want to eat and drink foods I love. I hate the word diet and I hate counting calories. I want freedom around food. Exactly. Tired of hating my body. Beautiful. I feel like I've tried everything else and I'm ready for a change. Yeah. Yeah. I don't feel good. Tired of all the negative self-talk. Tired of diet mentality. Yeah. Great. Next question is, I know I'm experiencing success when I start to think or feel these things. So when I filled this out, I thought, I know I'm experiencing success when I start to think this is easier than I thought it was going to be. And that led me to feeling relief. You know why? Because it was relief in knowing that this is pretty easy if I just keep up with what I want to do, right? If I just, yeah, I don't have to do math, right? if I just have my own back, even when I make a mistake. Next thing is, I know I'm experiencing success when I do the following things. Y'all, these are the little things. These are the doable things. Like, I know I have success when I've created a 24-hour plan every day this week. Or when I start to notice when I want to eat and decide not to. Right? And then why is weight loss important to me? This is such an important question. And I want you to frame it, when you do this work, I want you to frame it with a positive answer. So I don't want to see anybody saying, weight loss is important to me because I'm tired of being fat. It doesn't feel good, does it? Weight loss is important to me because I want to live a long, healthy life. See the difference? Make you feel a lot better when you have a positive outcome at the end of that. So take some time, work through pages 6 and 7, think about what success means to you. And I want to be 80 and active one day. Yeah, that's perfect. That's perfect. Think about what success means to you. If you have any questions about this worksheet when you're doing it, just pop into Ask Coaches and they will help you with it. All right, let's move on to getting started and support. So y'all, support is everywhere. We've got the bonus courses, the No BS course. We've got weekly Q&As. They're every Wednesday, right? Wednesday at, I believe it's 9 a.m. Central. We have coaching calls. We have Ask a Coach on the website, and we have the Facebook community and the accountability group program all ready for you to take part in as much or as little as you want in order to get your questions answered. So, three ways to get questions answered. Ask Coaches. Yesenia is one of seven that we have. They're all brilliant, and they've all trained under Corinne. And they know the program backwards and forwards. So on the website, under Get Coached on the menu, you'll see Ask a Coach. All you got to do is fill out, you know, give it a title, give it a unique title so that you can go back and find it. Ask your question. They usually have them answered in about 24 hours. You'll go back in to the same place under Recent Answers and find your answer. It's beautiful. And you know that a coach has answered you. You have the Facebook community. We have members who've been with us for years and have so much knowledge. So if you have a question that you want to crowdsource, something like, hey, what's everybody's signals that they're hungry? It's a great place to ask because you'll get all kinds of varying answers and opinions and help. And, you know, a coach, community team member, even Corinne might even pop in and give you their perspective as well. There is also a super cool feature on the website. On every page at the bottom right-hand corner, there's a blue question mark or question mark in a blue circle. That's where you can find Vern and Mamie. So Vern and Mamie handle our customer support. So if you have a tech issue, problem with your podcast, not getting emails, question about your account, use that question mark. It will go directly over into our support area. You can also email them at support@pnptribe.com and you'll get amazing customer service there. Okay. Again, this is where you have to show up. You have to ask your questions. Don't sit around thinking you're alone, too far gone, the only one who thinks this way, or hope someone notices that you aren't participating. Decide today that you belong here and you've found your people. We aren't your babysitters, but we will go to the mat for you when you ask. Okay? So in all this, we are also teaching you self-efficacy. Okay? This is such an important skill for you to learn, is self-advocacy, when to show up for yourself, when to ask questions, when to have your own back. You learn that, half of weight loss is taken care of too, right? So where do you start? First thing you do is orientation. On the website, the menu on the computers on the left-hand side, on your phone, if you go to the website, which is pnptribe.com or nobswomen.com. There are three white lines at the very top. They call that a hamburger. I don't know why, but I remember it because it's got such a crazy name. You click those three lines, the menu will open up for you. No BS orientation is at the very top of that menu. Do that first. It's four quick videos. Kind of get your mindset working so that you know how to get into the No BS weight loss course in the way that works for you. So after orientation, you'll start the No BS course. So those are two different things. The No BS course starts with, Weight Loss Basics, I believe is the title of the first module. And it's going to talk to you all about the four basics. You're also going to get emails that go along with the No BS Weight Loss course. They're going to come at, you know, various intervals. You can follow along with the NoBS course and the emails if you want, or you can save them all to a folder, go back in and do do the videos and the activities in the emails in order if you want. You can go as, basically, here's the thing. You can go as fast or slow as you want. You can keep up with the emails. You can go faster than the emails. You can go slower than the emails. Doesn't matter. We've just given you those emails as a guide because some people like to be told, okay, here's the next thing. Here's the next, you know, lesson to watch. And here's what you do when you watch that lesson. If you're one of those people, great, we've got you. If you're one of those people that wants that, that doesn't want to go as fast as the emails go, that's perfect too. Just put them in a folder and go after them when you have time. Okay. Third thing, download the Private Member Podcast. You will get emails from Castos, C-A-S-T-O-S. Those are your, don't download their app. You don't have to download their app. Let me say it again. Just follow the instructions in that email. Disregard everything else. If you have any trouble, give Vern a shout in support, customer service, support at pnptribe.com. She'll help you with it too. Use your No BS planner. Okay. I got one right here. No BS planner. This is the full size. It's the same size as a sheet of paper. If you wanted a purse size planner, it's about that big. So it's about 3/4 the size of this, I would say. I like the purse size too, Yesenia, but I have big ones now and I'm not going to not use it because I didn't order the right size. I'm going to use it and then I'll order a purse size. Here's the thing, y'all. You don't have to order a planner to use it. Okay. You don't have to wait for your planner to come to start. You've probably got paper or sticky notes or printer. You can go ahead and start using the questions in the planner before your planner arrives. So don't wait. And then if you are a Facebook user and you totally want to be in the Facebook group, you can join the Facebook group. So that's where you start. By following the steps we give you, it will make your weight loss journey easier, I promise. We did the thinking for you. Orientation teaches you how much learning to do each week so you can live your life and stay out of overwhelm. It's a lot of mindset built in here, and it teaches you how to do just the right amount of work so you can lose your weight and live life. We talk about different types of learners in orientation. We talk about the bottom line bitch who just needs, you know, just tell me exactly what to do and I'll do that. I don't want anything extra right now. I don't have time for it, but I do want to have my own back. So that's what I'm going to do. And then on the other end of the spectrum, we have our deep dive divas. They want it all. Give it to me like I'm drinking from a fire hose. I want everything. Y'all, that's not me. That's not Kathy. I identify as a bottom line bitch. But we have members, I'd be curious what Yesenia is. We have members who want it all, everything. We have members who want to listen to all the calls. They want to do all the work. They're in the Facebook group. They're doing it all. And then we have moderation mamas who are somewhere in between. There's no wrong way to do this, y'all. No wrong way at all, okay? It's all about how you learn best and how you can keep going and have your own back, okay? The No BS Weight Loss course, you're going to learn what and when to eat, how to feel confident around food and food obsession, stay on track no matter where you are in your weight loss journey. I saw a post, I think it was in the newbie group this morning, about how do I navigate that time of the month? You know, on my period, what do I do? Guess what, y'all? Module 4, we got a lesson on that. Got a lesson on how to adapt when you're sick, how to do weekends. All the things. When you get to module 4, we're going to show you how to apply everything you learned in modules 1, 2, and 3. Y'all always start with No BS. If you ever have a question about what you're learning, go back to No BS. There's probably a lesson on it. They don't take a lot of time, but they make such a big difference in your life. And the worksheets and the cheat sheets help you stay on track and find new ways to think and eat. All right. So when you come across a worksheet in a lesson, do the worksheet. It's going to help you apply what you learned. We also have transcripts and checklists too. We've got you covered. every lesson takes you one step closer to your goals. And because Corinne lost weight, I've lost weight, Yesenia's lost weight, and we've helped so many others do the same, we're able to support the program that makes your journey simpler and easier than Corinne's was when she lost her 100 pounds, 15 years ago? This is such an important slide, y'all. You're not going to do everything perfectly just because you listened to an OBS lesson. Your job is to listen to a lesson, try out what you understand, learn from what happened, what you did right, what you didn't get right, and try again. It took a lifetime of eating to get to your rock, to get to where you are. It's going to take more than a 5-minute video to unwind your habits. And that's okay. That's why this is the last place you're ever going to have to look to lose weight, right? Because you're going to take the time to unwind old habits rather than just follow a food plan that's full of chicken, broccoli, canned tuna, beets. All right. What do I want to remember when things feel hard or impossible? So page 10 of your kickoff guide, another cool page for you to think about, has some of this information on it. So when you think, I've screwed up, you can decide to think, I'm figuring this out. I know what not to do next time. When you think, I'll never get this, you can say, hold the phone, I'm not giving up. When you think, I should know this by now, you can say, no, I shouldn't. I'll get it, though, if I give myself some time and patience. When you think this should be easier, you can think, it might feel hard, but that's okay. The more I practice, the easier it will get. And you might think, I'm too far gone. Here's a beautiful thought for you to think. When you think, I'm too far gone, other people thought that once too, and they were wrong, just like me. That's when you queue up success stories. That's when you look at those people on our website that have lost 100 pounds or more, or have lost 20 pounds, or have maintained their weight. Never too far gone. All right, let's talk about the Private Member Podcast. I mentioned this a minute ago. You'll get emails from Castos to our exclusive Private Member Podcast. Now, what this means is we have this podcast that is only available to you as a member. So outside, people outside the membership do not get these links, because these links are all of your membership materials on your phone, right here, so that you can slap in some headphones, go for a walk, and listen to a coaching call, or listen to the next No BS lesson. You're just a couple of clicks away in your podcast app, your favorite one, from Corinne in your back pocket. If you have not gotten your emails, check your spam and your junk first. If you still can't find them, you do. Email support, right? Members often listen on commutes, walks, doing things around the house with one earbud in. That's me. I got one earbud in doing my food prep a lot of times. Some people just listen 5 or 10 minutes at a time. Some people listen all day. Listen only to the calls, though, that speak to you. You remember Corinne? Have y'all heard Corinne's library reference or Netflix reference? Nobody walks into the library and says, oh my God, I have to read all the books, right? You walk into the library and you go to the section that you want, you pull out a book and you check it out. That's exactly how I want you to think about the Private Member Podcast. I don't go into the library and say, well, I got to read all those reference books. I go over to the romance section, pick out some light reading, and hit the road. I mean, seriously. Okay, that's what. You know, make sure you're only listening on the Private Member Podcast to things you think you're going to benefit from, things that appeal to you. The Nobius Planner, do it daily. It's designed to help you think in ways that speed up weight loss. Answer the questions. If you don't know how to answer the questions, what are you going to do? You're going to ask in the Facebook group. How do y'all answer this question? Right? It's the first step toward journaling. Planning shouldn't take you more than 2 to 5 minutes a day. You're just making your food decisions ahead of time. That's it. You're going to make them at some point, either when you're standing in the refrigerator at lunchtime, or you can make them when you make your plan. Assessing helps you improve each day and reinforce what's going right. We have a planner course, totally optional. You get a link right after Unit 2 in Module 1. Some of the coaches put together some tips on how they fill out their planner pages. So you can use the planner course for more details if you want. You don't have to. If you've got it, skip the planner course. Keep going. Of course, you can order one from NoBS or you can print your own. So one of the most important things about planning is to schedule a time each day for the next 2 weeks when you'll make your plan and assessment. I want you to pick that spot. If you haven't done this already, I want you to pick that time and the location right now. Okay? And after this call, I want you to put your plan and your planner in that spot so that you won't miss it or forget about it. Let me give an example. I'm a nighttime planner. When I go up to bed at night, my planner sits on my nightstand with a pen right on top. I will assess my day and I'll plan the next day every night before I go to bed. That's it. Super easy for me. I know people who put it next to their coffee pot. I know people who put it next to their favorite chair. People have curated planning spots. Or you can just pick your nightstand, something easy. Okay? So make sure, page 36. That is not correct. It's, what page is that? Oh, page 11. You can go ahead and commit to the next 2 weeks where you're going to plan and at what time. Facebook group, totally for community. You meet others who are growing in the same direction as you. You will have gotten a link in your email. Y'all, Facebook is for fun and for reaching out to the community. Everything you, if you're not a Facebook user, you do not have to join it. Okay? Everything you need is on the website. Our community team keeps our Facebook group safe, positive, no shit shows, no BS is drama free, argument free, judgment free, and rules are clear. Now, what does your weekly flow need to look like? So on Sunday, this morning, you got a no BS weekly, which is our newsletter. Coach Yesenia does the newsletter. She does a beautiful job with it. If you did not get your newsletter email, what are you going to do? Email support, right? But make sure you check your junk and your spam first. You're going to make a 24-hour doable plan using your planner before you listen to anything. So if you take a notion, hey, I think I'll listen to a little, you know, coaching call today. Ask yourself, have I made my plan yet? Because that's Grin's rule. You don't do anything other than plan first. Planning is always first. Then no BS. And then after you've done a no BS lesson or two, you can catch a coaching call if you want, either on the training, either live or in the replays. So you can get replays in your private member podcast. You can also get replays on the website under replays. Right? All call times are listed on the training calendar, including links to join the call. Calls are scheduled at least a month and a half, usually it's 6 to 8 weeks in advance. You'll get an email for Corinne's calls with a link to the training calendar. Only watch what makes sense for you. Prioritize no BS lessons first. And remember, the private member podcast is a beautiful time. If you can't make a live call, just catch it in the private member podcast. Seriously, 95% of members listen to replays. I never listen to a call live. You know why? Corinne is super easy to listen to on at least 1.5 times speed, sometimes 2. You're never behind. Remember that. The course is self-paced. If our pace doesn't fit your lifestyle, then listen slower. Take your time and implement what you learn rather than rushing through or quitting because you've imposed pressure on yourself. Nobody is checking your progress. Nobody is saying she should move faster. It's on you. You decide your pace and then update it if you want to move faster or slower. There's no beautiful thing here. There's no wrong answer, right? Listen to weekly calls because you want to, not because you think you have to. Plan first, no BS second, calls third. Becoming the future you. What does that look like? So the diet industry has programmed you to believe losing weight is going to be hard. And when you allow yourself to focus on things being hard, guess what? You feel dread each day. In all the little moments, you worry about things going wrong or not being good enough. And before you know it, every mistake is blown out of proportion. You get anxious about plans changing. And weigh-ins leave you eating either from relief or disappointment because you're thinking things like, I'll never get this. Nobody supports me. It's going to take me forever. Right now, the way you feel has nothing to do with your body or your weight. It all comes from the thinking you have about weight loss. And until you begin thinking like the person you want to be, you're going to be stuck in self-inflicted misery. You can't change your weight until you change your mindset about weight loss. And that's what's been missing all along until now. Your future you is out there. She's got momentum. She's changing her life. She's feeling better. And she is in control. She's talking to herself like a best friend would, encouraging herself when things don't go quite right. Have to start living and thinking like the future you today so that you can be better. So you marry the two. If you think about this future self, y'all, that's out there going, we got this. We have it figured out. You're not going to get there until you start thinking now, I'm in the right place. I'm going to get this and I'm going to figure it out. You have to marry who you are today with who this person is going to become, who you will become in the future. So to do this, you think about, what do I look like in 3 months? Sometimes it's easier to think in the short term than it is to think in the long term, right? So how are you living in 3 months? What's your closet look like? Are you setting boundaries? What do you think about yourself? So here's some examples. If the future you is buying new clothes because the old ones don't fit, you today needs to wear clothes that fit now. Go through your closet. Toss things that trigger you to feel bad about yourself. Get some things that allow you to move more comfortably. It's how you start to marry this person in 3 months is buying new clothes because she needs things that fit. You start wearing things that fit now. If the future you is making a daily plan and following it, today you have to start making plans and learn how to follow them. That means you don't quit the second you get off plan. You just hop right back on. You today commits to figuring it out so that you in 3 months closer to having it figured out. See how they come together? If future you is excited and has momentum, you today has to on purpose talk nice to yourself before it feels good, right, or natural. And if future you feels comfortable around all the foods you love, guess what you have to start doing today? practicing being around food. You plan the ones that make you uncomfortable. You learn how to eat them with purpose, intention, and with control by planning and focusing. How many times, seriously, when I know I go back to the keto story a lot, but I spent 3 months eating ground turkey, lots of vegetables, things like that, very restricted, lost a bunch of weight. But the minute I came off of that, I had no practice being around spaghetti or beef, for heaven's sake, or things I had restricted for all that amount of time. That's why you plan now. You plan now to have the foods that you love in smaller quantities so you get used to eating them with purpose and intention and enjoying them rather than restricting from them. So that when 3 months down the road, you feel better about it. You got to start somewhere, right? And the key, everything, I mean, seriously, all of this, you put a cherry on the top of it when you celebrate everything, because that's what the future you is doing. Future you is so proud, right? So accomplished. You today has to celebrate every small thing you do, no matter how big or small. You made a plan today, give yourself a pat on the back. You get an extra glass of water in today, you're going to be like, look at me, I'm on it, right? This is how you begin to fall in love with the process, the person you are, the fact that you've had your own back and not the end result. No more delaying your celebrations, your ahas, your proud moments, or your happiness until you reach a size or a weight. You have to live your life with pride and confidence while you work towards your goal. If you are here today and listening to me go through all these slides and asking Yesenia questions in the chat, you should be proud of yourself because you're showing up ready to learn, ready to figure it out, right? Ready to take the next step, make the next decision. So page 15 and 16. This is another great worksheet on figuring out who the future you is. It asks you questions like, what are three things in the future? What are three things the future you in 3 months thinks about themselves? What are three feelings the future you has in 3 months? And what are some of the things that the future you is doing every day? Can be some of the same answers that you have now, can be just a little bit improved, but remember, make them doable, okay? If the future you is not going to be like, I got this, I'm a baller, in 3 months, then don't put that down. Maybe the future you has gotten a little bit more curious though, or maybe the future you has said, you know what, today I'm not going to beat myself up. Maybe the future you is learning how to give yourself feedback without a beatdown. Maybe the future you is doing assessments without judgment. Those kinds of things, right? All right. So Q&A. I'm going to stop the slideshow and I'm going to check and see how we're doing on the Q&A. Right. How's everybody doing? I don't see anything in the Q&A. So I don't, but Yesenia, if you have been nailing it, I appreciate you so much. Anything else? That's really all I have. Again, new member kickoff guide. I've seen a link go into the chat several times. This guide is also linked on the orientation page on the website, nobswomen.com. Do that, y'all. Do that future you exercise. It's so good. So good to think about who you can become and make those plans to be that next positive, you know, person in your life. Okay. Is there anything else? Does anybody have any other questions? Is the kickoff guide separate from the planner? Yes, it is. It is only 16 pages long, and it's on the orientation page. And Yesenia just put the link in the chat. Any other questions? I need help not seeing foods as good or bad. Any suggestions? Yes. So if you think about foods, you are deciding whether they're good or bad because you're attaching a thought to them. You've decided based on past experience, some foods are good and some foods are bad, right? There's a lesson in Nobius that talks about this. Somebody help me. What is it called? I'm gonna pull up my Nobius real quick. I don't see it pop in the screen. I think it's even in module one. Recommended podcast to listen to for future me. Let me think on that one for a minute. Yes, Rosemary, it is Good, Better, Best Foods, but it's called something else. It is called What Should I Eat? Module 1, Unit 7. What should I eat? That will help you with good food, bad food mentality. Future you. So staying on track for life is module 4. If you have not gotten there yet, you can postpone that worksheet if you want to do more study on it. But module 4, unit 9 talks about your future self. Module 4 is going to be, it's the application module in Nobius. It's going to help you apply all the basics to different parts of your life. So that should be helpful to you. Lane says, I've been so screwed up by diets that I seriously don't know what I want to eat. Oh, you know what you want to eat. You've just decided what you can and can't eat. I'm going to bet it's that because you've said, I'm so screwed up by diets. Here's what I want you to do, Elaine. I want you to plan, put on your plan what you think you will eat today. Not what you think you should eat, but what you think you will eat. And follow that plan. And then apply, if you can, apply the doable hunger method. Don't eat until you're hungry. And if you got that nailed, then you can say, I think I'll stop when I'm satisfied. Y'all, I'm going to tell you, what you eat is not nearly as important as how much you eat. That's this focus on good foods and bad foods is all diet trauma, old diet thinking. It is not nearly, I'll say it again, not nearly as important what you eat as how much you eat. So when you're making your plan this week and you're trying to think, I don't know what I should put on here, I want you to hear my voice say, it's not nearly as important as what I eat as how much I eat. Okay? Lindsay says, I'm confused. I joined in August. Why is orientation now? So there was an orientation call in August. We have the monthly. You just got lucky and got me on orientation then. If you learned anything, that's great. If you didn't, just move on to your next lesson in OBS. But I bet if you listen to all that stuff about beliefs on your future self, you might have learned something. All right, let's see if I got one more thing I can pull out of here. It's hopping, hang on. Is there a way to access these chats after the call ends? Yes. We always put the chat transcript up in the with the call replay. At work, I only have a 15-minute break. I usually earlier than when I'm hungry. Should I just plan for a smaller snack at that time? This This is such a great question because you can try a lot of different things, Veronica, and figure out what works for you. Okay. So many people, like teachers, shift workers, medical professionals, they have scheduled eating times and they might not always line up with when you're actually hungry. So what I usually tell them is either schedule a snack, like you said, or go ahead and eat, but only eat to satisfied. Because then when you do get hungry, you'll be able to pick back up. Okay. Just don't overeat during that period if that's the only time you have. If you're flexible like me and can eat whenever you're hungry, just wait for hunger. That makes sense? That help? All right, y'all. If you have any other questions, remember the three places to go? Ask question, ask coaches. Sorry, we'll always get you a coach. Give them about 24 hours to answer. Check for recent answers on the menu. Make sure the title you gave it is unique so that you know what you remember what your question was. Facebook group if you want to crowdsource from other members. And the blue question mark or support at pnptribe.com gives you account questions, tech questions, things like that. You'll get Vernon May. All right. I'm going to call it. You'll have a beautiful day. Thank you for being here. Ask all the questions, advocate for yourself, do this future self work. Do think about who you're going to be in 3 months and tether yourself to her. Okay. All right. Y'all have a great day. Yesenia, thank you for all your help.